Welcome to episode 71 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we tackle one of the most celebrated dates in history, July 4th, 1776. So there's a lot of confusion as to what happened on July 4th. I hear on the news or online articles that the Declaration was signed today, wasn't signed today, was read today, wasn't read today, whatever. It's all very confusing and it makes it tough to know what actually happened that day. So for today's episode, I'm going to lay out a timeline of the Declaration of Independence. The committee responsible for drafting the document, made up of five people including John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and Ben Franklin, was appointed on June 11th, 1776. Over the next few weeks, a draft of the Declaration was put together. John Adams handpicked Thomas Jefferson to write the final draft, which was presented to the Continental Congress on June 28th. There were objections to the wording and the spirit of the Declaration, so the document was tabled. Now, before I go on, I need to point out that there was a difference at the time between the issue of declaring independence from England and the passage of the actual document we call the Declaration of Independence. That's an important distinction. Now, as I said, the Declaration was tabled, but the issue of independence was not. On July 1st, the Congress commenced a long day of debates and speeches on the independence issue. And there were, again, some objections, so voting was delayed until the next day, July 2nd. And so, on July 2nd, 1776, a vote took place, and the Continental Congress unanimously voted to sever ties with Great Britain. Now, with that issue passed, the Congress looked at the Declaration of Independence as a way of formally presenting the United States as a new nation. So debate on the wording of the Declaration began and continued until July 4th, 1776, when, after making all sorts of alterations, one of which I'll actually be talking about tomorrow, the Congress adopted the actual Declaration of Independence document written by Jefferson, meaning that it was approved for publication and signing. Now, as to when the document was signed, the short answer is, we don't know. Even the people who were actually there and signed it give conflicting reports. Some say it was signed, at least partially, on July 4th. Well, at least one founding father says it didn't happen all the way until August. But ultimately, what date it was signed is irrelevant. What's important is the symbol the Declaration of Independence presented to the new nation and the world. It announced the creation of a brand new country, the United States of America. A force to be reckoned with. Thanks for tuning in to episode 71 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. Don't forget to review the show on Zune, iTunes, or wherever you download it from. And make sure you tune in tomorrow when we look at the one issue that almost destroyed the United States before it even got started. Slavery.